Freak Show Friday today. I mean, it's aliens, it's 9/11, it's everything. It's all these conspiracies from Gary, who actually just had to head out to work. Thank you for coming in this morning, Gary. But let's talk to some people. Kay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your question?
Hey, so I was wondering if anybody asked him about the footprint, the Neil Armstrong footprint.
Oh, darn it. Dang it. No, he's gone. Can we message him? Maybe he'll get back to us. You're talking about how they have like an actual spacesuit. I've seen this before where it does not match up to the actual shoe print. Like what it would have been on the moon, what we saw to what the actual spacesuit had. It was totally different tread.
Yes. The footprint on the moon is like smooth and the boot itself has ridges.
What is the deal? Oh my gosh. Hey, thank you, Kay. Good morning, Jessica, on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? What do you want to say or think?
So I kind of dabble a little bit with conspiracy theories. I'm a little too busy, you know, to really, you know, get involved as Gary is. But I guess there's one that I kind of got into the last couple years that's a little bit darker and more a little insidious, is that there are global elites, I guess you could say Illuminati, that are systematically trying to depopulate the Earth by poisoning us through things in the environment, like our food or water supply, how big they are on forcing vaccines on us. And all sorts of things like that.
Is that what happened in Flint with the water crisis? No, I'm being dead serious. That was
That it is still a problem. The fact that they're ignoring it just shows you that they really don't give a shit about the people.
Hey, I appreciate your call, but you can't swear. I know you were just passionate, but make sure you don't swear. That's not a conspiracy. We'll be fired. That's the truth. Zarin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I wanted to speak on something you said that caught my attention.
Okay.
When he mentioned on the other side of the moon where there were dragons and monsters like that.
Uh-huh.
This is a theory that I've always had, and people always look at me crazy when I say this, and I tell them that dragons and a lot of the mythical creatures that you find universally across every nation actually existed. We just can't find the proof of them because they existed and for whatever reason they're not here anymore.
Do you think because you're right, like, you know, one of my favorite shows is not House of Cards, what is the thing back in the, oh my gosh, it's like ancient, like medieval times kind of, oh my gosh, it's on HBO. I sound like a dumbass right now. They have dragons in it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's huge.
It's like dragon,
Game of Thrones.
Yes, Game of Thrones.
There
was dragons in there.
Yeah, that was a fictional documentary, but there were a lot of points that they made in that, which if you think about it, that makes sense. Why is it, if you look at the world from Australia to North America, there are tales, legends, drawings, depictions that are extremely accurate to the point where if you draw up the schematics for it, these creatures actually could fly.
Zarin, oh my gosh. Does this ever freak you out? Like, does it like make your heart pound? Because like, what if this is true? Like, what the heck do we know? Do we know anything?
I mean, that, and then what about the other, like, there's multiple stories, other creatures that have universal backgrounds, other stories. Magic, for example, every culture has magic in it.
And I'm not joking around, but, like, what about the Loch Ness Monster? What about Bigfoot? No, people kid around, but why couldn't they exist?
Well, a lot of people on Twitter are saying they love Gary, agree with Gary. They want more time with Gary. Everybody wants us to do what Liv suggested and do a Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Mary says, Gary is talking about progressive programming. We've been seeing 9/11 on TV since the 80s. Someone named Shane Dawson just did a video on it. What?
I haven't heard about that one. That is... Hold on, I gotta play this real quick. This is somebody just sent me audio of this. This is talking about how our messages are controlled by the government. It's a TV thing where they're all reading the same thing across the country.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
this is like 100 stations reading the same thing.
I don't like this.
Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The whole video is like it goes on, but it blows your eardrums out because they're identical script.
This is hundreds of stations. Me out. Fake news is real.
The same message. Check it out. RadioNow.com. We'll put a blog and a podcast up.